Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Elvis Costello gets us going this week, and welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. The Angels Wanna Wear My Red Shoes, classic music from Elvis Costello.
Rick, it's good to be back this week. It's also good to hear Elvis with perhaps the mantra for the 21st century here in the United States of America. I used to be disgusted, and now I try to be amused, because the world doesn't give us a whole lot more than that, does it?
No, indeed it doesn't, and that was a mantra for the punk new wave era. Seems quite appropriate now, at least for me. It was appropriate not only through the new wave and punk era, but right on through the Reagan years, and actually, it's been a slogan for most of my life, so I can't tell you that I've ever gone away from it.
No, in fact, one of the great T-shirts I've ever owned in my life was an Elvis Costello T-shirt that said, "I used to be disgusted, and now I try to be amused." And this week, Rick, we're going to try to be amused, we're going to try to be amusing, we're going to try to be interesting, and we've got a lot of special musical treats, don't we?
It's a wonderful show. Great to have you back on the air. I missed you, pal.
Well, thank you. Believe me, I would much rather have been with you than with what I was doing.
I will tell you that I heard from some of our viewers, too, listeners, rather. I wish we had viewers, but some of our listeners, too, and they missed you almost as much as I did. But the music carries on, does it not?
The music carries on, and as long as we're in a disaffected mood, perhaps some very disaffected music.
We talked about the new wave. Time to go to your special part of the show right now.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
White Riot on Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio. And that's about as close to a perfect punk song as anyone could ever want. It's political, it's a minute 56, and it's only got three chords. And Rick, one reason I wanted to play that is, you know, it's I'm irritated, I'm disaffected, and that song is from 1977, so that'll be 31 years ago the Clash said, hey, the system stinks. We better do something to fix it. And we haven't. And look where we are.
And it's too bad. Joe Strummer's gone, and we didn't fix it before he left.
So all we got to do is keep trying. And we don't have much of a choice. But we have the Clash to remind us. I do really enjoy that song, like I say. Even if it wasn't for the political business, that's just, God, that is just such a great, great, great song. And apparently, 156 is a little slow. There are versions of it where it's actually closer to a minute.
Well, that song is filled with adrenaline, and I can see how it could speed up in a live version. I've seen some live versions on tape, not live. Unfortunately, never able to catch the Clash live, and would have loved to. But
no, actually, in 1977, they were teaching us how to be journalism students, so we didn't have much of a choice, did we?
No, but there could have been an opportunity. Although if an opportunity had come by in a city where I was, I would have gone to see him. But the Clash were sort of in and out and gone before that was going to be possible for me.
But we still have video, we still have the tunes, and we still have Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. In fact, Rick, we even take requests. So if you have a favorite song like the Clash, or you have another favorite song, and we're going to play a bunch of requests today.
We have a basket full of requests in the show that have been backing up. Some folks may not know that we have been on and off the air this summer, and so we've had requests piling up, and we're going to get to them.
But if you do have a request, you can send us an email, and our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ Radio, all one word, @att.net. Ivory Towers Radio @att.net.
From the vault,
It's Cover Me.
You got his head.
Warren Haynes, recorded live at Tennessee's Bonnaroo Festival. That is a cover, of course, of the U2 classic, One, on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music.
That was a very very moving cover of that song. You don't think anybody could do to a song after what he just did, after U2 pretty much has itself all over it.
Well, U2 is noted for its passion in its music. Hard to outdo, as you say, U2 with one of their own. But Warren Haynes does a great job. For those who are unfamiliar with Warren Haynes, he is the leader of a band called Government Mule, and also is the one of the lead guitarists in the reformed latest version of the Allman Brothers Band. Also has a solo career, and I would say one of the busiest guys in music these days.
And the Government Mule, of course, an Ivory Towers radio favorite.
We like them because they play all sorts of music, everything from reggae and dub to classic Southern rock you can hear from Government Mule. And there's Warren Haynes sort of being a folk singer, more or less.
I was going to say, it's not sort of. That's a very folky version of that song. Rick, I bet you I was just going to preempt you there. I bet you I was just going to interrupt you before you were going to say something really important.
Well, preempt me first, and then I'll move along.
No, I was going to say, and if you want to read more about music, Rick, where can people do it?
Oh, so much for segues. We're getting our rhythm back this week.
Yeah, the rest is going.
But people can find more music than just here on the Underground Podcast. We also have a blog. These days I would call it an underground blog. But I don't know that we've had a music piece on there this week, but one is coming. I have one coming for this week. But we have all sorts of music, although we haven't really done much on folk or bands like U2 or anything like that lately on the Ivory Towers blog. And by the way, for listeners, longtime listeners, we actually have a new Ivory Towers blog address, so new that I can almost not say it. But the address is www.ivorytowers.com. And there's plenty on the website, more than just music, also politics, sports, films, all sorts of great things to discuss. The new URL, one more time, www Ivory Towers, and that's all one word, and with a Z or a Zeta or a Z at the end, ivorytowers.com. So Jeff, if you had your musical druthers and had something that you wanted to write about on the blog, what would you be writing about?
At this very moment?
Yes, at this very moment.
Well, I don't know. It would be hard to write something I thought was more interesting than your career retrospective of John Mellencamp. But perhaps a good piece, Rick, perhaps something for us to ponder as the election gets a little closer, is what the American musical rock pop community will do as the election gets closer. As you know, in the last couple of years, there's been a concerted effort by a number of musicians, most notably Bruce Springsteen, to try to evict the current occupant of the White House without much luck. And I'll be curious to see what happens as November gets a little closer.
Well, I would predict, since Mr. Springsteen has endorsed Barack Obama, that you were going to hear more in that vein from Springsteen, REM, and many of the same folks who went out 4 years ago. So perhaps when that gets a little closer and we see a Rock the Vote tour, we will get involved in putting that forward. And now it's time to get right back to the music. This time, music from 2007 and the critically acclaimed band, Band of Horses. Thank you.
coming up only to hold you under. And coming up only to show you wrong. And to know you is hard, and we wonder. To know you all wrong, we
Ground, hell, I won't be found. to fill it with a draft of all the words that I won't say. And with a quiet whisper, I send a curse upon the day that never used the sun to see the light. I'm gonna float up in the ceiling. I built a levee of the stars, and in my field of tired horses, I built a freeway through this farce. Well, if I ever get that slumber, I'll be that mole deep in the ground, and I won't be found.
The tallest man on earth. I won't be found. Brand new music on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And that's a request. That's from the tallest man on earth's brand new album, Shallow Grave. We started the set out from the Pacific Northwest, Band of Horses, The Funeral, off of their 2007 release, Cease to Begin. And in the middle, brand new music from Eric Matthews, Radio Boy. And Rick, I almost feel sorry for the tallest man on earth, whomever he may be, and apparently there is some doubt, because anybody who sings like that is immediately going to have people making references to a fellow from Hibbing, Minnesota.
Indeed, and for those who don't know who that might be, his name begins with B-O-B. That's just a clue.
Ooh, that's a name this week on Ivory Towers Radio.
Oh, yes. It, certainly a Dylan-esque song, and we appreciate getting requests like that, because folks know that we play our share of Bob Dylan and haven't forgotten the Bard of Rock and Roll.
No, and in fact, I wonder if the Bard of Rock and Roll will come out of hibernation other than touring for this election.
Don't know, but I've been catching some of the Bard's own rock and roll radio shows, and believe it or not, our playlist is not all that different from the Bard's, so very interesting. Hey. I know people will be offended that I would even compare us to Mr. Dylan and what he plays. But one other quick note for those. This seems to be something that's an interesting trend these days. But people like to call themselves a name, even though they're like a one-person band. And I can think of at least a few different examples of that, but the tallest man on earth is actually known as Christian Mattson, for those who may want to be looking that up. His name is not B.O.B.
Hey, Rick, I have one question for you. Why shouldn't we play the same kind of music as Dylan? We're all Midwestern boys.
Well, I have no problem with the fact that our playlist is not all that different from Mr. Dylan's, but other folks might think that our heads are swelling a bit if we're even mentioning Dylan in the same sentence as the Ivory Towers podcast.
Well, let me just say this. I do not pretend to think that I'm as great a songwriter or a poet as Mr. Zimmerman. But, hey, I can pick a pretty good song to play. I think we played some pretty good songs today.
And we've got more songs, more great music coming up right after this. Stick around.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
See, we're all looking He got a new mercy, a new grace. Street corner preacher with the angry face. He got 2 years off for good behavior. Back in the neighborhood of working for the savior. There's two old ladies and a junkie not now. He can see for sure that his work is cut out. Though he walks through the shadows, he won't fear his neighbor. Back in the neighborhood of working for the savior. Ba-bam, ba-da-dum-ba, ba-da-dum-ba. To save the liver from awakened death is his conviction. Now I's a man, well he seeks no favor. Back in the neighborhood of working for the savior. But there's a whole lot of trouble all around. Every night the same old siren sound. But there's a whole lot of trouble.
guess I had to say, polish till it won't shine no more. Flying dragons surround my door. If and when I go crazy, to my own self I'll be true. Ain't nobody's business what I do. So sing a hymn for my soul. Days. Sing a hymn for my soul. Tell me about it.
Sing a hymn for my soul.
Sing a hymn for my soul.
Stand by me as I go home.
Won't you stand by me? Little girl, you know it.
Sing a hymn for my soul.
One more. Sing a hymn for my soul.
Oh, we'll sing one for you, Joe. Don't worry. Plenty of searching going on in that particular set. Started off with new music, Searching, We're All Looking, from Steve Winwood. New music from Steve Winwood. Also new music from Amos Lee, Street Corner Preacher. And finally, Joe Cocker with Hymn for My Soul. That is the title track, more or less, from Joe Cocker's last one in 2007, by request, of all things. Lots of requests this week. I have to acknowledge our listeners. Our listeners are certainly tuned into us, and we're tuned into them this week. And I'd like to also acknowledge some new listeners. We don't often get groups of new listeners that come into the Underground Podcast, but of all places, the Navy Network Information Center in Norfolk, Virginia, has been listening to the Underground Podcast. Jeff, wouldn't it be amazing if they sent us out on the Navy Network? Can you hear the Underground Podcast on Armed Forces Radio?
If the Underground Podcast ends up on Armed Forces Radio, you and I will be getting a knock at the door from the FBI.
Somebody in the Pentagon, Defense Intelligence, or someone will come after us because they know how we feel and how we feel about the wars that are going on.
And can I get a little political comment in here?
Well, we actually started off the show a little bit more political than we normally do, not to say that we ever put a muzzle on the politics here on the Underground Podcast, but we have been strangely apolitical this year in a very political year, believe it or not. So go right ahead.
So let me just say this. You know what the best way to support the troops is, Rick?
Please tell us.
Bring them home and let them sleep in their own beds at night.
Well, I think we're going to have to wait at least 16 months no matter who gets elected, right?
Well, that's why we'll never get played on Armed Forces Radio, Rick.
Because we discuss things like this.
And we say what's not necessarily popular.
Well, and that may be why some folks stateside have tuned into the podcast. So who knows? But there are some sailors down there in Virginia who are listening to us, and we salute them for their service. No matter what we think about the wars, they're in it, and they are doing a good service to the country.
And now I think let's play a little music about, service.
She said she liked the party, show look good. She said, let me show you what I got under my hood. She slid on over and she called me honey. She said, before you get a kiss, you got to
show me the money. You got to show me the money.
podcast.
Look what you get.
what you get. Hustling, man. This is it. This is it. Look what you get.
Twist and the Mellow Fellows, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, 300 Pounds of Heavenly Joy. That's from 1983, an absolutely terrific record called Playing for Keeps. And Rick, before I go through the rest of that set, I just want to get my radio spiel off my chest here. This is a perfect example of why radio stinks and how corrupt it is. Can anybody explain away to me, which they can't, why Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows never were any better than a Chicago band that got played on WXRT, because, boy, they're awfully good.
I wonder if XRT would play them now.
Well, let's hope they would. I would prefer to think so. We started off with brand new music. I mean, literally brand new. I think it's this week. Buddy Guy, Show Me the Money. 71-year-old Buddy Guy laying down some pretty tasteful guitar licks there. And in the middle, Ivory Tower's favorite, Robert Randolph and the Family Band, I Need More Love. That's off of Unclassified from 2003. And it's been a couple of years since Robert Randolph put out a record, so he better get back in the studio so we have some new Robert Randolph music to play.
We played some of Robert Randolph's stuff last year and haven't played, I think, enough this year, but it would help if he had some new stuff for us to put on the table.
And I just want to make a little guitar note there. Buddy Guy, that's pretty rocking there, but the guitar player for Big Twist, who died several years after that record came out, sadly, obesity-related diseases, but the guitar player of the Mellow Fellows, Pete Special, there were some nice licks on there, and Robert Randolph and the Family Band, I think, know how to play the guitar as well.
Robert Randolph, many people do respect him as a great slide guitar player. He plays actually, I guess he plays a modified sort of pedal steel to get that sound that he gets in. It's just amazing that he gets all that sound out of.
He started out playing church music, I figure.
But, as we've discussed many times before, rock and roll is not all that many steps away from gospel. And if you listen to the last 30 minutes of this show, a whole lot of gospel woven into a lot of the rock and roll that we're doing here. One question for you quickly about Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows. And unfortunately, one of them has passed, so maybe this already answers the question. Are they still around?
There's actually a version of the band that's still touring, but without the big guy, it's not quite the same.
No 300 Pounds of Heavenly Joy anymore.
No. And Willie, that's a Willie Dixon song written for the original Big Guy, Howlin' Wolf.
Well, we've got more music, more requested music coming up, so stick around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget, show number 9. Can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers with a Z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowers radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Then went in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay. A shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker. Ow, ow, ow. And you sort out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. Mmm, you know the one, baby. With the curly stain. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks, and you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. With me, girl, you only need 2 minutes because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like, is that it? I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business.
Well, there's nothing like a little rock and roll revival music here on the Underground Podcast. That's music there from Evanescence. Bring Me to Life. We started off with a request from Villanova, a song by the name of Slade Stone from 2007, and In the Middle, the incomparable Flight of the Conchords with Business Time, a very popular number, maybe one of the more popular numbers on this particular podcast, Jeff.
Well, Rick, that just brings me back to the mid-70s and smooch music.
Smooch music, yeah, that's middle-aged suburban smooch music if I ever heard it.
Well, it sure is, and I know that the Flight of the Conchords audience is mostly young, and I'm younger, and I'm just wondering if all of their listeners actually get the joke or if it's just funny because the guy's saying funny things.
Well, I have no idea, but they have something to look forward to, don't they?
That they do. Is it almost time for my favorite part of the show?
Well, I think the Evanescence certainly signaled that. Evanescence being... some people would call them new metal. Some people would call them goth metal. Well, if you're that metallic, it's time to go just a little bit sharper.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Thank you.
brand new music from Judas Priest in the Metal Shop this week. Judas Priest with Prophecy, that is from their double disc release called Nostradamus. I'm sure you probably picked that up in the lyrics there, Jeff. And I will make note that I think, we've talked about this in the past, that Judas Priest, one of two metal bands that you have at least a special place in your heart for. You've confessed to liking Deep Purple, and I thought maybe I would play the new Judas Priest, and I don't know that you like Judas Priest, but I think you acknowledge that they have a place in the rock and roll pantheon.
A special place in my heart for Judas Priest, if only because, Rick, I had to listen to it when we were younger and spent a considerable amount of time together, and it kind of grew on me.
Oh, I know. I forced you to listen to it. It's those handcuffs, the duct tape.
And the scene works so well with the music, as well, too, didn't it?
Yeah, and your cries for the earplugs, but I wouldn't allow that. Yeah, it does work. It does work for those who know Judas Priest and their particular metallic swagger when they're in the metal shop. There's a special swagger to the show, and we love the style of Judas Priest, that leather style. I'm going to go home now and put on my leather pants.
If you're not the world's biggest Judas Priest fan, I wonder how many there can be who are bigger fans than you.
Well, there are a lot of Judas Priest fans out there, but I have to say that this new double disc concept album that they've released this summer is getting mixed reviews, and most of the reviews I've seen don't say good things about it, except on the real heavy-duty metal sites. So if you're a Judas Priest fan, though, as you can hear, they're in form.
Hey, a fitting end to this week's show, don't you think?
Perhaps an appropriate end to this week's show, but a good one, and good to have you back in the saddle.
And it's good to be back, and I'm glad we got to play some rock and roll and got to play some tunes that a lot of people may not have heard before. And I'm glad we had an opportunity to say some things that needed to be said.
Indeed, and got to play your second favorite metal band, so that's a big plus for us. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Please join us again next time.